Back in the Western Hemisphere, an American aid official says it looks like nuclear bombs were dropped on parts of the Bahamas. It's been more than a week since Hurricane Dorian, then a Category 5 storm, made landfall there. And the fact that it moved so slowly over the Bahamas' northern islands only worsened its effects. While 45 people have been confirmed dead, officials expect the number will rise drastically as search and rescue officials make their way through the wreckage. The U.S. Agency for International Development, which gives money and assistance to people in need, says it plans to contribute almost $3 million to the relief effort in the Bahamas. Entire neighborhoods there have been lost. But the Bahamas isn't the only place dealing with the effects of a severe storm. Across the Pacific, Japan has just weathered a powerful typhoon named Foxai. It made landfall on the mainland Monday with wind gusts as high as 120 miles per hour, and it passed over the Japanese capital of Tokyo. Electricity went out for almost a million households, and more than 100 flights were canceled, which stranded 6,800 passengers at one of Tokyo's two international airports. Highways were closed, rail lines were shut down, ships were forced to stay in port, so the typhoon temporarily paralyzed transportation, and the Japan Meteorological Agency had warned residents to stay inside anyway. This happened 5 days after a separate storm hit North and South Korea. Typhoon Lingling brought high winds and heavy rains to the region, damaging homes, farms, and thousands of buildings.